From the bunker at the MTD Radio Studios, I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. State lawmakers are questioning how Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham is spending state money for COVID-19 relief. Between the two executive orders, she has spent $30 million to battle the pandemic. A bipartisan group of lawmakers now wants an investigation to determine whether the governor overstepped her authority. Greg Nybert, who represents Chavez and Lincoln counties, believes the governor did so.
I have some real problems with her continuing to declare these emergencies and not bringing a co-equal branch of government into the equation and discuss not only the funding of the emergencies, and by the way, all funding is supposed to commence at the legislature.
36-year-old Michael Crabtree of Roswell, an Allsup's employee at the store located at South Sunset and West Poe in Roswell, was gunned down at the store early Tuesday morning. He later died at a local hospital, and the person who allegedly shot him was a 16-year-old male. According to Roswell Public Information Officer Todd Wildermuth, two men entered the store. Then Crabtree accused one of them of shoplifting. The accused stormed out of the store, followed by the other man. Crabtree then went outside when a verbal confrontation broke out. Crabtree then wielded a knife. Wildermuth elaborates.
And at some point after that, there were shots fired by another person, a third person, who was a 16-year-old male who was inside, waiting in a car outside. He had come to the store originally with the two men.
Roswell police have not charged anyone so far in this case. 51-year-old Mauricio Medrano of Hobbs was arrested on July the 2nd and charged with two counts of aggravated assault on a Lee County Sheriff's deputy. That, according to reports, Medrano was pulled over on Del Paso for reckless driving. He then exited his vehicle with a large wooden object. The man then approached the deputy, swinging the object at him. After several verbal warnings, he finally dropped the object. Loving High School is the latest Eddy County high school to suspend summer athletic workouts due to a COVID-19 case on Monday. One of their student athletes tested positive for the coronavirus. Last Tuesday, Carlsbad High School suspended its workouts after a coach tested positive for the COVID-19. At least 10 students had interactions with the coach and were encouraged to be tested. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.